Welcome to It Just Means Less, where we talk all things SEC sports. Here are your hosts, Wells Parrigian and Jacob Holman.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the It Just Means Less podcast. I'm your host, Wells Parrigian, here, as always, with my co-host, Jacob Holman. And Jacob, how are you?
Man, I'm doing okay. Personal level, great. Baseball level, not so great. Brutal way to end Sunday, you know, seventh inning, really in the top of the eighth. After you go down and, you know, you don't score in your half. I kind of thought Alabama had it going. I mean, Hagan Banks came out and, you know, I like when he comes out because he throws strikes. But really the two home runs that got hit off of him weren't even hit that hard. Like the wind was blowing out and they just kind of got up in the jet stream and, you know, that helps them get three runs back in the eighth and then in the ninth. There's a little blooper out to left field. Really thought it should have been caught. Really wasn't even close. Should have been caught. And that would have prevented a loss, looking at it in hindsight. But, you know, it is what it is. But, you know, that 14th win would have been really big going into this weekend. Because it would have, you know, if you would have gone 3-3 in your final six, you might have a chance to host. But, you know, now you got to go 4-2 in your last six. And that looks a little bit more unachievable than 3-3. So, you know, not, although I told you that I wanted to win one going into the week. Mm-hmm. So I was happy about it. But then when you got two, when you're looking at it, it's right there. And you're not able to get it. It's just unfortunate, but it's how baseball goes sometimes. So it is what it is.
Yeah, I know. I texted you. Well, the way it was going was it was Sunday for us, but we were still playing game two. And I was like, you know, one game, I told you I'd be happy with one game. Now I want two.
Yeah.
Because like now it's there. Like you can, like, you know, we go in there with such little faith in our team. And that's most of the time they have earned that little faith. It's not because we are just, you know, pessimists or something like that. It's we have experienced it time and time again.
But then they get you
tuned in. They hook you like nicotine. They get you addicted to it. And you know, for Auburn's case, Auburn looking at that weekend thing, and they should have won three. They should have swept Tennessee, if we're being honest. I mean, you know, you had the whole debacle Friday night. When they started the game, it was a Cat 5 hurricane at Tennessee. And we played half an inning with Ike Irish hitting a questionable bomb. Yeah. You know, based off the video, it didn't look like it got out. But I saw reports for people that were at the thing said there was a loud, like, ting, like a hit metal. And you just got to think that if the left fielder who was right there didn't see it get out, then he'd have been raising sand. Like he'd have been like, him and the center fielder would just been like, why are we not reviewing this? But then you go out there and Auburn runs out there and gets to save Dutton because they caught it before Dutton even throws a pitch. So he turns around and they come and Auburn's able to score a good number of runs and Dutton threw lights out. I think he was 6 2/3 with one run. And honestly, I was like, they should have got him off the first double. When he gave up the first double, I was like, all right, it's time to go get him. He's getting there because, you know, you go through your warm up on Friday, don't pitch, so you're okay, but you know, you still had a long and six of warm up. Then you turn around and do the exact same thing Saturday and then pitch in less than, you know, 12 hours. So, but Auburn was able to get the job done, and then you turn around, play 9 innings and go into extras. You're up 4-3 going into the bottom ninth, give up a solo jack. You know, it hurts. And then you turn around, go on the 11th and get walked off of a bases loaded single, which in hindsight probably should have been playing middle back, corners in, middle back. I didn't hate it at the time just because the guy we had on the mound is not really a ground ball guy. So you're not expecting that, you know, tailor-made double play to with a good runner. Too. So, you know, you normally think you can get the guy at the plate better than you can turn the double play, but looking back at it, you probably. And then you just turn around and go the game three, and Chatterton goes 3 innings, and Cade Fisher goes 4, and the game was never honestly in doubt versus Tennessee. So, for Auburn's sake, it was a very good weekend.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, so somebody else that had a very good weekend is the Arkansas Razorbacks, man. You know, me and Jacob, I thought Arkansas could win the series going to it last weekend, but I did say, until Texas loses, I can't take against them. Well, then not only did they lose, they got swept. And honestly, none of the games were really that close.
Yeah. I mean, looks like a total lie saying it right now, but I almost took them. Mm-hmm. I was close to taking them just because it's like Arkansas's kind of been on a skid. You get them at home, and you know, you never know what can happen. So it didn't feel like a, you know, it felt like it was. I think maybe we said, I feel like Arkansas was gonna take one. I think that may have been the case that we said, you know, would have looked good to pick that as a sweeper. I'll take that. You know, it would have looked a lot better. Somebody would have looked really good, but we didn't. But you know, somebody else that had a great weekend was Florida.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back, you know, getting themselves at 11 wins in conference play with a good chance to, you know, down the stretch, you got a tough one at Texas, but if you can find a way to take one, then you got Alabama come to your place and, you know, find a way to win that series. You maybe you can get up to 14. You know, I think if you can find a way to win two, one in each, put you at 13, you might find your way to squeak in. And whoever gets you is going to be pissed.
Yeah, especially if that's your three seed. If that's your three, if you know, if you get to 14 wins, you might bump yourself up to a two seed. But you're at 13 and you're a three seed, and like, I'm trying to just like a North Carolina region or something like that. Heck, even a Florida State region. Yeah. And then you're two seed, probably in one of them regions is going to be like a, it's not going to be, I was going to say Coastal for North Carolina, but no, I mean, Coastal might host too. But like, you get like a Troy or Southern Miss or something like that in like a Tallahassee region with a Florida as your three seed. And that's tough. That is tough.
Yeah, you are aggravated, especially with especially that one that you're going to get to play in Hoover. You know, Florida feels like Florida's second home is Hoover. So, we'll see what happens.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I want to talk about them. I thought they had it. The Missouri Tigers almost got their first series win. And really, it's the first time it's really been close since – if you want to go all the way back to LSU when they lost game 2-6, 7-6 or something like that. I mean, they were winning late, if I'm not mistaken, on, let's say they were up.
It was tied 2-2 in the ninth.
Yeah. Saturday it was 5-2. So they scored two runs Saturday and were up 2-0 and then Georgia scored one in the fifth and four in the sixth to win the game 5-2 and nobody else scored. But then you're right. Sunday, you were down 2-1, hit a sack fly to tie it at 2-2, and then Slade Offord hits the two-run jack, which I don't know what to think about. Is it just, you know, Georgia not playing well away from Foley? Because if you look like outside of the Florida series, they haven't played well. They really haven't on the road. I think they played Texas on the road. They had that on the road. They played Florida on the road. I'm trying to think where else. There's one more road series, and I can't think of it off the top. Was it Oklahoma?
No, they didn't go to Oklahoma. They went to Kentucky, didn't they? Where did Kentucky go to them?
You're right. It was Vandy. And did Vandy put it to him? Yeah, yeah. So, you know, Georgia outside of Foley Field has not been that great. So, and we're going to talk about it later, but I think that bodes well for the Tide this week. So, that's a team I'm interested to see because, you know, Georgia's number one in RPI. They're 14-9. Or they're, what is that? Yeah, they're 15-9 in conference final. And, you know, you win three or four more and you're a top eight seed. But at the same time, you know, you lose a few and people, I mean, if you look at your home way splits, you're going to get that regional at home. But then to get to Omaha, if you're not a top eight seed, you're going to have to be, you know, you're going to have to go on the road to somebody more than likely. And I just don't know how well Georgia will do that because their pitching's not great, but they can just swing it at home.
Yeah, I mean, looking at the two teams or, you know, the series that they've won on the road, they swept them both, but it was Florida and Missouri.
Mm-hmm. And it was Florida before they figured it out.
Right.
It's not the same Florida team right now.
Florida team that started off 1-11, right? So, did they start off 1-14? Or did they win some?
No, they won some because Arkansas took one of that last weekend. They swept South Carolina. So Arkansas took one. And I'm trying to think who they beat the series before that. It was, I don't think it was anybody good.
So dang, Florida started off 1-11, and now they're 13. So that means they're 10-2.
Yeah, let me fact check us because, but I mean, yeah, they were completely turned around kind of thing. I mean, we were looking a month ago that they weren't even going to make the postseason. They just go to Hoover, go 1-done, and now they got a good shot. So they started conference play. Tennessee swept them. They took one versus no, they got swept by Georgia, so 0-6.
Took one at Ole Miss, right?
Took the last one at Ole Miss, so 1-8. And he got swept by Vanderbilt, so 1-11. And since then, they swept Missouri. They took 2-3 from State, 2-3 from Arkansas, and swept South Carolina.
Yeah, I mean, so got it. I mean, I feel like they've got it. They've got it figured out right now, and it's how it always happens. And it just look, going back to Georgia, and you know, they did beat them. They beat them when they hadn't figured it out. And you know, looking at it now, the away series, Georgia got swept by Vandy. And then they got swept by Texas, and they got swept by, was it, they didn't play? No, they,
I don't. Have they only played?
Because Alabama will be their fifth.
Yeah, Alabama. They've played four on the road, and they've two series they got swept, and then I guess they went.
They swept two, got swept.
And, yeah, but I mean the difference of the two teams at the time is just totally right. Different.
So just, you know, really inconsistent Georgia team on the road. So with, you know, with Alabama, like you said before, we were talking on here, Alabama starting pitching wasn't terrible this weekend. And so, you know, if they can play like that at the Joe, you never know. But it'll be interesting to see if Georgia's bats will carry over. Hopefully Alabama can get them figured out. They are. I mean, they're number 23 in the country, but you know, in conference play, they're 13th in batting average at .251, in
which is higher than they were actually. It's came up a little bit. They were
it came up because thank God for Missouri, it came up. Missouri's it got brought up.
All right, something else we need. I mean, Mississippi State. You know, since letting go of Lamontis last week, they've won four straight. No midweek game this week, but you know they dominated Memphis and they swept Kentucky. So you know we were talking about Mississippi State having to play themselves back into the postseason. Now they might have done that. You know, 10-14 with a home series versus Ole Miss and then at Missouri. Given the benefit of the doubt, that's 13 wins right there. If you can find one or two against Ole Miss this weekend and you get to 14 or 15, and you're probably not going to host, but you can get you a favorable 2 seed. I think even if you get to 13, you're a decent 3 seed. And then it's another team that you're like, oh my gosh, they are a 3 seed kind of thing, because they can swing it. I mean, Mississippi State is, you know, I haven't looked since this week, but they were second last week in average.
Yeah, they're 2 8 now.
Yeah, and they are 20 points behind Arkansas, but they're 8 above Florida, who's third. So, like, that's a team that can really hit. They just haven't been able to figure it out on the mound. But if they can find a way to just piece stuff together, they're a team that definitely can eat up some arms when it comes to postseason.
Yeah, and, you know, in thinking about that, too, the other team, looking at A&M, I mean, this weekend they get Missouri at home, so, you know, like you said, benefit of the doubt, 3 wins. That'll put them at 13-14. I mean, you go to Georgia, win one, and put yourself at 14. You know, that two, three seed line is going to be favorable for whichever one you go to. So, yeah, it's going to be another host team that's not very happy that, you know, A&M is going to be your two or potentially your 3 seed.
Yeah. I mean, how big was beating LSU on Sunday?
It wasn't big at all.
Well, for you, it was not big for Jacob, because Jacob would have got back into one game if we'd got that series right, because he got the Ole Miss and OU game right. But, you know, what a series that was at Blue Bell. He had a great game. And, you know, Cade Anderson threw well Friday, or it would have been Saturday, the doubleheader of the Saturday game, and just found a way, and then turn around on that night. And Anthony Ianson, is that right, Jacobs?
Yeah.
I mean, he goes 9 complete, 117 pitches of just absolute ball, just out there in just complete control of the game. And it wasn't because A&M's guys weren't throwing bad. I mean, he was just dominating. So then you turn around and get to Sunday. It's a huge rubber game for A&M. You know, LSU, you don't want to say they're playing with house money. Maybe if they would have won, they could have bumped up. They'd have been close to a number one overall team this week. But, and then Sorrell just hits a 3-run jack. And it's just, I mean, we probably might be talking about a little different postseason if that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jacob. Well, I was going to say, if you look at the bubble teams, A&M has, I think it's 3 or 4 series wins. Three of them is Arkansas, Tennessee, and LSU. They have wins against Arkansas, Tennessee, and LSU. How many teams in the country can say that?
Yeah. I don't know if any can.
Yeah.
So I mean, A&M's got it figured out down the stretch. I mean, you say it, and this will be the one that Missouri finally gets a win, but this should realistically be, you know, A&M should realistically be 13-14 going into next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I said, if they can find a way to go to Georgia and win two, you know, Georgia is a different ball club at Foley, but I mean, A&M's just a dang good ball club. So I think it's going to be, I'm interested to see what they do this weekend. Do they pour it on like we kind of expected A&M to do fully? Like, you know, are they going to come out and 10 run Missouri every game, you know, play like the team that we thought they would be, or do they kind of play down the competition kind of like Georgia might have? So that'll be interesting. But we'll go ahead and jump into the power rankings for this week. Make that pretty brief. 16-15, Missouri and South Carolina, just both are, they're the worst two teams in the conference. So go ahead.
I was listening today, and if South Carolina doesn't win a game, they would have been the worst percentage-wise, like that 5-win to the 25, the worst team in SEC history in baseball, except for Missouri, who's below them this year. So if it wasn't for Missouri this year, South Carolina would be the worst record team, if they don't win another game, in SEC history.
Well, I hate to burst your bubble, but I think that team might be the Alabama Crimson Tide right now under Greg Goff. You want to know what the record was that year?
What was it?
5-24-1.
Say that one.
Yep. That tiebreaker. Thank God. Thank God for a travel curfew. And you know who three of those wins came against?
Who'd they come against? Auburn?
Left Auburn. So.
I guess, you know, it just shows what Auburn has been.
Yeah, it was beautiful. So, all right, at 14, we got Kentucky at 10-14 coming off of getting swept for the first time this year. They got swept at State. So, you know, first team to sweep Kentucky all year. And then at 13, we have State, who's 10-14, 4-0 since Lamontas got the boot. Looks like a great decision by the AD. So looks like maybe Lamontas was the problem.
At 12 is Ole Miss, and you know, the 13-11, this kind of feels like a disservice to have them all the way at 12, especially because we knocked them down because of a loss. But you take one against Oklahoma, and you know, most conferences, if you lose on the road to a ranked team, you're not even falling at all. But just because of the way things fell, we had to bump down to 12. 11's Alabama. You know, we've already talked about it a little bit. Tough series versus Vanderbilt. Probably could be all the way up to, you know, 7 or 8 range if they had won, but not. So they're at 11. 10, Florida. Just keep coming on hot. You swept South Carolina, so keep improving. And then 9 is Oklahoma. You know, big series win versus Ole Miss, and firmly in the postseason, and probably looking like a dangerous 2-seed.
Yeah. At 8, we have A&M, who's 10-14. You know, coming off of a huge series win at home against LSU. It's going to, you know, if they – would have lost that series, their postseason chances would still be high, but they'd look a little bit different. And at 7, we have Tennessee, 14-10, coming off of a series loss at home against Auburn. Just feel like the 6 we have ahead of them makes sense right now. And, you know, they, as Wells pointed out earlier, they've lost 4 straight series. So at 6, we have Vandy at 14-10, coming off of a series win against Alabama. Winning that Sunday game is looming large for them. I mean, they go to Tennessee this weekend, and then I don't know who they end the season with, but you know, if that Tennessee team plays like they did this weekend, may have a chance to go in there and take 2, and then you know, win one more, and you're going to probably be a top 8 potentially. So Vandy's looking good right now. And then at 5, we have LSU, who's 15-9, coming off of a series loss at A&M. But, you know, the game 3 was decided really on one pitch at the end, toward the end, in the 8th, I think it was. So, yeah, LSU at 5.
At 4, we have my Auburn Tigers, the Auburn Tigers, you know, 13-11 in conference play. This is by far the highest we've ever had Auburn. on the baseball power ranking. So proud of the boys for you know, playing good. You know, not many people would. Everybody at D1 predicted Tennessee to win the series, and I projected Tennessee to win the series. Jacob did. So they proved all of us wrong. Science and the haters right there. 3, Georgia taking care of business versus Missouri, but you didn't look too great doing it. So kept you right there at 3. 2 is Texas. Texas, you know, got dethroned after getting swept, and because they got swept, we had to bump them down to the eventual number 1 Arkansas. Just look at dominant, and big series coming up this weekend versus LSU. So we'll see if they can hold on to their spot. All right, jumping into this week's games. There's only one Thursday through Saturday series, and it is South Carolina 26-23, 5-19 in conference play, at number 8 Auburn. Auburn is 33-15, 13-11 in conference play. Jacob, do you like my Auburn Tigers to take the series?
I do. I'd love to see South Carolina do it, but I don't think, you know. I think the what's more likely to happen is Maneri to trip over a bat is more more likely than them to win a game. So I'm gonna, you know, in all seriousness, Auburn playing lights out right now. So go, you know, get back to Plainsman. Maybe if you know you take 3, 16-11, find a way to win one that last series, you're probably going to be hosting a regional. I think you're knocking on top 8 right now, in my opinion. But I'm going to go Auburn to win it at home.
Yeah, I'm going to take Auburn as well. I just – senior day, yeah, you got a good number of seniors, but even though this is a freshman team, it's either been freshman or senior. There's no in-between kind of thing. So, you know, honor some of the guys that have poured a little bit and been through the ups and downs of the Auburn program this last 2 years. And I think Auburn's got a good shot. I didn't get to watch much of South Carolina far last weekend, but listening to, you know, D1 baseball and Highway to Hoover, a lot of people said that South Carolina just looked dejected. Like, they just looked like they didn't want to be there. Their body language was so bad. So I'm hoping that carries over to Auburn this weekend and Auburn gets the job done. All right, jumping into Friday, May 9th through the Sunday, May 12th series. The first one we got is a top 15 matchup, 11 Vanderbilt, 34-15, 14-10 in conference play. At number 15, Tennessee. Tennessee is 38-11, 14-10 in conference play. And I'm going to take Tennessee right here. You know, they've lost 4 straight series. I don't see it being 5 straight. I mean, I just play in the law of averages right here. I just don't think there's a way that a Tony Vitale team in the year of 2025 loses 5 straight series. So give me Tennessee, because I think they're really going to get one. I think Liam will be able to throw pretty well Friday night. So give me Tennessee.
Yeah, I'm going to go Tennessee as well. This one, I was kind of – I'm going to be honest with you. I was leaning Vandy. But, you know, Tennessee, I don't – like you said, I don't think they're going to lose 5 straight series. Not under Tony Vitale, especially at home against your, you know, your in-state rivals. So I'm going to go Tennessee at home. All right, in the next series is number 17, Oklahoma, who's 32-14, 13-11 in conference play. At Kentucky, who's 25-20, 10-14 in conference play. Who are you going to go with?
I take Oklahoma right here. And I think this is a big series for Kentucky. I think they could be motivated, and I think they could get a job. But, you know, you just get swept from Mississippi State last weekend. I just don't know. And, you know, Oklahoma, they've, you know, I think me and you have slept on Oklahoma. We haven't talked about them that as much, and they've been a really good ball club, and, you know, been undershadowed by Texas coming into the league at the same time with them. But Oklahoma's been really good, and I think I'm going to take them to go to Kentucky and get the series.
Yeah. I'm gonna go Oklahoma as well. I think they go on the road and get it done. Like you said, Kentucky, you know, did just come off that series sweep, getting swept at State, which is a little, you know, hurts the confidence a little bit. But you got to turn around and play your style of baseball. And, you know, you could take 2 from Oklahoma this weekend, but I'm going to go with the Sooners. All right, the next series is number 6, Georgia, who's 39-11, 15-9 in conference play. At number 23, Alabama, who's 37-12, 13-11. I'm going to go Alabama at home. I think the pitching staff gets it done, especially Saturday and Sunday. Really, you know, and Tyler Faye, since joining that rotation, really hasn't really done a terrible job at all. I mean, I think his worst outing was Missouri, and, you know, some of the things in that Missouri game was unfortunate bounces and, you know, just a few calls didn't go your way, and it was what it was. But, you know, thought he threw well this past weekend. So if the pitching staff can do what they can do, then I think Alabama has a really good chance to get it done at home.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Tide as well. I just think we talked about it a lot in the earlier. I don't know about Georgia away from Foley. I just don't. And they've played any teams with a pulse that haven't done well. They've 0-6 away from Foley with teams with a pulse in SEC play. And I do think Alabama has a lot more than a pulse. I think they're a pretty good baseball team. So give me the Tide. And like you said, I feel pretty confident. I think, you know, I like Georgia's. It's this little short kid that's little, he's a psychopath that sticks his tongue out. I'm drawing a blank on this, their Friday night guy. He's pretty good. He's their, by far their best arm on the team. And then, but I like Bama on Saturday and Sunday. I think with like Zane and Riley Quick that they'll get the job done.
Yeah. Honestly, as a fan, just want to see 15 and 15. That's all I want to see.
Yeah, I mean, we got four more games to pick, but I mean, if you'd have told both of us in the beginning of the year, especially before non-cons, because Bama's only lost one after non-con, but before the year, you told me and Jacob, hey, y'all get 15 and 15 in conference play, would you take it right now? Absolutely.
Oh, my God. Dude, that's not even a question.
Yep. So, a team that will not get to 15 and 15, Missouri 13 and 34, 0-24 in conference play. They might not get to 15 wins total at Texas A&M. 27 and 20, 10 and 14 in conference play. Jacob, what you got going on up there?
Gonna go A&M. That's all I'm gonna say. Just A&M.
Yeah, we'll take A&M too. I think this is a big series for Jace LaViette. I think he was 1-for-15 last weekend, and he needs to get back going a little bit. And I think Missouri definitely gives you the opportunity to give that. So give me A&M. All right, no doubt the series of the week, probably if you just look at rankings wise, number 7 Arkansas, 40-9, 17-7 in conference play, at number 3 LSU, who's 38-11, 15-9 in conference play. And I think I'm going to take LSU. You know, you got the two, Kate Anderson versus Zach Root on Friday night. It's going to be a really, really good ball. Really good ball. Really good arms. If you like a lot of offense, I probably wouldn't watch that game. And, you know, Anthony Ellison on, and, oh goodness, Gabble on Saturday. And I think, I just think LSU in the box. I think that I'm going to give the edge to the home team right here. If it was Bat Bomb Walker, probably take Arkansas, but give me LSU here.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Arkansas on the road. I like LSU at home, but I think Arkansas has maybe got their mojo back after sweeping the number one team in the country. So, gonna go with the Hogs on the road. All right, and the next series is Florida, who's 33-17, 11-13, at number 1 Texas, who's 39-8, 19-5 in conference play. I'm gonna go with Texas. I'm gonna go with Texas at home, and maybe, you know, bounce back after getting swept this weekend. You know, pretty much get embarrassed this weekend.
Yeah, I'm going to take Texas too. I think this was a humble weekend. You know, you kind of got complacent for Texas. You know, they've just been able to win. And now you get humbled, and it shows you that, you know, anybody can humble you, especially a really good Arkansas team. So I think Florida, you know, probably not going to look good for them. They might can get one. I think if you can get one, you're extremely happy if you're Florida. But I think Texas is going to have their way this series.
All right, and the final series of the weekend is number 24, Ole Miss, who's 33-15, 13-11 in conference play, at Mississippi State, who's 29-19, 10-14 in conference play. Who are you going with?
Give me State. Give me State at the Dude. It's going to be hard press, especially with a team, you know, Mississippi State's playing a lot better last week. You're going to be hard pressed to see me take Mississippi State to lose at the Dude in this series. I mean, it just, you know, me and you have a rivalry. Alabama and Auburn has a real rivalry, and we, you know, a lot of hate between the schools, but it's a little different between Ole Miss and Mississippi State from just a pure hatred standpoint. So I think the Dude's gonna be rocking, and I think they're gonna be able to swing it well because Ole Miss doesn't necessarily play well outside of Swayze, and their arms are not great. And we've already talked about how good of a hitting team State is. So I think State is going to go here and take a huge series win versus Ole Miss.
Yeah, I think State gets it done at home. I think that, like you said, the Dude's going to go crazy. Atmosphere is going to be great. You know, I don't think Ole Miss gets swept. But, you know, with the way State's playing and the way Ole Miss is, kind of reminded me of those, you know, the Egg Bowls a few years ago with the really good squads. And so, you know, obviously not as good the teams, but just with how they're playing and the names of the two schools, it just, you know, thinking about it, it reminds you of those old school series. So, but I'm going to ultimately pick State to get it done at home.
All right, jumping into our sweepers. Me and Jacob were both right last weekend as Missouri got swept, and so did South Carolina. So this week, I have to go somewhere other than Missouri because I had them last week. So I'm just going to curse Auburn and watch Auburn get swept, but I'm going to take Auburn to sweep South Carolina. You know, it's a tough week. Yeah, I thought about maybe taking Texas to sweep Florida, but I think I feel a little bit better in this one right here just because South Carolina is just bad. So give me Auburn to sweep.
Yeah, I'm going to go A&M to sweep Missouri. I'm gonna be honest with you. I think if this series was at Missouri, I would have tried to pick another one because I just don't know what Missouri is gonna do, man. You know, you don't want to be that squad. And thankfully, my team was not the one that gave up, and you didn't have to play them. So, but I'm gonna go A&M to sweep Missouri at home. I just think Missouri is gonna be 0-27 going into their final series with Mississippi State coming to Columbia. Well. That's going to wrap up episode 9 of season 7 of It Just Means Less. We appreciate you listening, and we'll see you next week.